In a world plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit, get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hair, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
Welcome everyone to Game Rage Movies and TV. My name is Josh. Here today with good buddy Adam.
Greetings.
And today we're going to be doing Severance episode number 5.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to hear more of our stuff and become severed, you can go to YouTube and like, comment, and subscribe to Game Rage Magazine. Additionally, if you want to follow us on social media, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. If you want to follow Adam, you can follow him at All Gas No Trash Official, and you can also listen to the All Gas No Trash podcast. If you want to follow our good buddy Frank at Anime_Syndicate_podcast on Instagram, and then you can follow him there and listen to the Anime Syndicate podcast. All right. Do you have any interesting facts today?
No.
I don't either. This will be a factless episode.
Unfortunately.
But anyways, episode number 5, we can just get right into it. The Grim Barbarity of Optics and Design.
Wait, I thought we already... Did we?
No, we did episode 4. Now this is 5.
Okay. All right, let's get to it.
So basically, we get Helly coming back from her suicide attempt. She returns. This is when she comes back to work. Makeup along the bruises. Mark basically, we get more of that book that his brother-in-law wrote for him.
The You That You Are.
And it's talking more about like a lot of anti-establishment, a lot of anti-government
corporation,
you know, anti-corpo speak.
Dude, it's literally like watching somebody pick up the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah.
Except it's some fucking hack. Like,
yeah, yeah. He basically just ripped off the fucking Communist Manifesto.
He wrote a self-help book that is it's so weird how influential this book is to the possible revolution that will be started by the innies within the Lumen basement dwelling area.
I think they're gonna end up worshiping this dude as Rick, their fucking dude, yeah. He's just gonna be known as the Rickon.
Dude, and the craziest part is that, like, if at the end of Severance,
yeah,
they traded one Messiah figure for another. it'll be Rickon.
Yeah, basically. And so, essentially, outside of their work, Mark's sister Devin gives birth to the baby. She's in this fucking like super cabinet. She's not in the cabin, the fancy ass cabin. But I mean, that fucking lady next door has this fucking like super massive fucking cabin, and she goes over there to like get coffee or whatever.
Yeah, because she's got some kind of craving or
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah, and so she tries like talking to this lady. Damn it, get out of here. And she basically goes in there and she's like, oh, wow, you must be super rich, huh? And she's like, yeah, I guess so, peasant. And she's like, man, this is some really good ass coffee. And then she's like, huh, how many kids? Oh, hi, is this your first one? Is this my first one, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, yeah, this will be my like third or fourth one or whatever. But she's like, oh, damn, man, no, that's a lot. I'm already afraid of fucking up this one. How do you deal with that many?
Yeah, she's like, stoic as fuck.
Like, yeah, she's like, I'm a lot of help, I guess. And it's just kind of like, huh, that's a little strange, it's a little fuzzy, a little weird. So then, essentially, we go back to when Helly comes back. Cobell has orders for Miss Casey to watch her closely, right?
This is the therapist lady.
Yeah, the therapist. And so she's literally sitting like next to her. She's like, I have been assigned here to watch closely and if to monitor you for signs of sadness and if necessary, provide a hug if asked. And then she's like, okay. And then fucking, what's his name? Dylan. He's like, he's like, can I have a hug if asked? And she's like, no, you cannot. And he's like, bitch. And then he goes back to this fucking thing. He's like, damn it. And so then basically she's literally just like psychoanalyzing her. She's sitting there just pushing the, she's like, what are you feeling? And she's got her fucking notepad out and she's like, it is literally like, this is corporate hell. Like, it's like, oh, you tried to kill yourself to escape. And so now we're going to set someone to sit here and watch you and watch your every move. And so then basically Mark he spills a bunch of coffee over her like notes or whatever, a bunch of shit. And he's like, oh, you're going to have to go to central storage or whatever. And she's like, but I must stay here to watch Helly. And he's like, oh, I can watch her for you. It's fine. Like, it's only a couple of minutes. And she's like, 7 minutes round trip, actually, from here to fucking whatever, central storage. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's not a big deal or anything. And so she's like, I will return swiftly. And then she just leaves. And then he's like, yo, come here. I want to show you this. And then he basically shows her that, like, hey, I'm not a fucking asshole. Like, I'm trying to recreate this map that I destroyed to show you that I was being an asshole, but now I'm not an asshole. So, hey, here's the map. And she's like, oh, shit. So they kind of go wander off on this, like, side quest of, like, trying to find,
like, mapping out the layout of the basement area.
And so she just, like, walks off, and they end up finding this fucking room, this apartment, and it's basically a dude, there's a bunch of baby goats. Like, you see this baby goat come out of the hallway.
It's so weird.
And they're like, the fuck is that? And then which technically they've never have seen a goat before.
That is true.
So like, they don't even know what this is. And they're just like, what the fuck is this? And they go follow it back in. And there's a dude in a suit sitting there fucking feeding the baby goats. And he's just like, well, you're here already? And he's like, looks at his watch and he's like, it's not time yet. They're not ready. And they're just like, not saying shit. And he's like, go on, get out of here. They're not ready. Go on, get the fuck out of here. And they're like, okay. So then they fucking like walk off.
The weird part is like, how does that guy not know who, like what specific employee is assigned to him?
There must not be any. It must be just random people or different people every time that come.
Because the fact that he doesn't know, like, how would he prevent situations like that from happening if he doesn't know who's coming or going?
Well, remember, a lot of them, they're separated so much by department or whatever. Yeah. And this guy, clearly, his whole job is just to feed the goats. And he has no access to internet or email or any fucking computers or nothing.
And seemingly has an attachment to the goats.
Oh, yeah, he loves them, which is kind of weird. Like, they're like his children or whatever. Like, he's talking to them or whatever. It's very strange. So then, what's her name? Casey. Miss Casey comes. She finds them. She runs to them. And, oh, thank God you're unharmed. Like, that's the first thing she says to them. Oh, thank God you're unharmed. Like, as if walking around this place would be inherently dangerous, as if they would find some sort of, like, you know, danger, which, I mean, they found some creepy shit. But they're like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, let's go back. And so then Bert and Dylan decide to go on a side quest where they're going to go. Bert's going to go back to, or no, Irving's going to go back and talk to Bert, right?
Because he stirred up some kind of feeling.
Yeah. And so he wants to go back and talk to him. So Dylan's like, well, fuck it. I'm going with you. So they end up finding Bert in the conference room. And he's, like, fucking talking to himself, like, oh, you know, I'm Christopher Walken. Like, he's just talking to himself, and they're like, what are you doing in there? And then they're like, fuck this guy. And he fucking takes off his belt, and he fucking locks the door. And he's like, what are you doing in here? And he's like, yo, man, you fucking lied to us. Like, what do you mean? Why'd you tell us there's only two of you when there's, like, fucking seven of you or whatever? He's like, oh, you know, I just didn't, you know, I didn't know what to say. I just wanted to keep it on the down low. And so Dylan's interrogating him, and Irving has this like fucking freak out, and he's like, I need a manager. I need a manager. And so he starts yelling, like, I need a manager.
I need an adult.
And so then no one fucking, because that was the whole reason that this got started, was because of that picture that they sent. Remember they pulled a fucking 622 or whatever they called it?
Yeah, it was the
Milchek did that, where he sent the thing to the print job, and it was the thing of the two
warring departments.
Yeah, OND killing fucking people from MDR.
Yeah.
And so that's what got this whole thing started, and he's like, we have to go and speak with him. Yeah.
Also, I don't remember if it was this episode. I think it was, or I could be wrong. Maybe I might be jumping ahead. I'm gonna make it a point to say that I already watched the entire series, we're still gonna talk about the series in its entirety. But
yeah.
There was a thing about the picture, like the colors of the cards switch.
Yeah, that happens at the end of the episode. So okay, when they
yeah,
go,
yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so they eventually decide, because no manager comes. So they eventually, Irving and Dylan decide that they're going to take this dickhead back to OND.
Yeah.
And so fucking he's restrained with the fucking belts, and they're walking back, and him and Bert are like flirting with each other.
I didn't think that they would go that far. Yes, they're going to have this interesting gay love story, but I'm like, there's no way they're going to have fucking Christopher Walken and this dude kiss. Like there's no fucking way.
They're gonna.
Yeah.
And so they get back into OND, and that's when he's like, oh, you know, that's never been blah, blah, blah. It's never happened before. He's telling him all the way there. And then, of course, Dylan starts snooping around, and the first fucking drawer he opens is the picture.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, what the fuck is this? And then they're like, hey, wait a minute. He's like, the badges are reversed. And so then, on the way there, they were talking about the lore. He's like, oh, what we say about you MDR people, that you guys actually have a pouch, a sack, and then your young spawn from there. And then, like, eventually the young eats and consumes you and becomes a new person, thus starting the process all over again. And so they see why, and it's the propaganda has been told to them that MDR was the one who did the fucking coup and killed everybody, when in fact, MDR was told, basically, or shown that it was them. And clearly it's all made up, because management let this slip that this happened and showed,
to prevent people from crossing over and meeting, right, and all that shit.
And so now Bert ends up just saying, well, you know what? I'm going to take you guys back and meet. You can meet everybody. So he opens up the door and he shows that, hello, everybody. This is Dylan and Irving, and they're from MDR, blah, blah, blah. And they're just like, what the fuck?
With aisles and aisles of who the fuck knows what.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, just some kind of hard drives or fucking servers.
Giant-ass machines that everybody's on standby. They're just kind of watching and shit. But they're like, oh, shit, people from MDR. And everybody's like, what the fuck? I didn't even know there was other people out here.
Yeah, and so they're basically starting to figure out that, like, now the departments are kind of being pitted against one another. And what's her name? His sister has the baby. During that time, that's when he's like, oh, a contraction. Quickly, quickly, Mark, tell a secret. And he's like, I'll go first. I was very hurt and offended that you didn't thank me for the fucking copy, advanced copy I sent you or whatever. And he's like, what? He's like, I didn't get that. He's like, what? We left it at your doorstep a fortnight ago. And he's like, nah, man, there was nothing there. I never got it. And he's like, the thief. He's like, a thief must have stole it. And he's like, that was an advanced copy. Oh. Huh? And he's like, he almost is not even concerned about his wife giving birth anymore.
Yeah,
as he is now concerned about, oh my God, this advanced copy got out.
He's so like self-involved.
Yeah, he is. And he's like, oh, he's like, it would be worth it if the thief actually read the book, because then they would turn a new leaf.
Yeah.
So then this actually may be a good thing. And I just thought that was fucking hilarious.
And it turns out he did read the book, but not as Mark.
Not as Mark, as Mark.
Yeah, yeah, as any Mark.
Yeah, which is fucking hilarious too.
And then at the end of the episode, we have pretty much the entire gang meeting up with the OND department, and they're getting acquainted with one another, and then Milchick walks in.
Yeah.
Guy's such a dickhead.
He is such a dickhead. He's like, what the fuck's going on here? So, man, this shit just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
It does.
And it does continue to get weirder and weirder. That's one of the things I like about this show, is it progressively gets stranger. And honestly, it's kind of nice to, like, be watching this show where they give you a little bit of answers, but then you end up left... Leaving you with more questions than answered isn't actually a bad thing, I guess, when it comes to this series.
Yeah.
So...
Quite a pleasant experience as far as television watching goes. I mean, I don't watch a lot of programs, but the fact that there's one, a psychological thriller that is not, fuck me, dude. I fucking hate cop procedural bullshit.
Oh yeah.
I can't stand to watch this. So when something like this comes along, it's like, it's a real treat because it's not the stupid shit that people typically watch.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm very excited for season two coming in January, so whatever. We'll get there eventually to the end, but anyways. Well, fuck it. That's all I got.
Thank God it's not Law and Order, dude. I fucking hate that show.
Yeah. That's a terrible show. All of its offshoots as well are fucking garbage.
SVU.
Ice Cube. Just get the fuck out of here.
Ice-T.
One of the Ices. Just get the fuck out of here. Vanilla Ice, I think, has been on there. Who the fuck? Who cares? Anyways.
I got news for you. You're gay.
Have you seen that clip? Yeah, it's like I've seen the meme of it or whatever.
Dude, it's so funny.
Like, yeah, I got news for you. You're gay.
I have sex with women in relationships with men. I got news for you. You're gay.
You're gay.
I'm not gay.
Anyways. All right, well, that's the end of it.
Stay away from Law & Order.
Yeah, don't watch Law & Order. Fucking, that show sucks. Anyways. All right, well... If you want to check out more of our shit, go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you want to follow Adam, you can follow him at All Gas No Trash Official. Follow Frank at NMA_Syndicate_Podcast. And you can follow us at Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok, at Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X.
Twitter/sex.
We're done.
Penis.
Penises. Catch you on the next one. Oh, hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy. Here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.GameRageMagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.